Good morning, folks. It's Luke Clayton, and welcome to Campfire Talk with Larry Wysoon and myself. Larry and I have been bringing Campfire Talk to you now for over 8 years, and trust me, it's as much fun today as when we first kicked it off. Campfire Talk is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Texas Wildlife Association, Sitemark, maker of the Photon XT and the Photon RT, Kuby Sausage House and Wild Game Processing in Dallas, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, Larry's TV show, Dallas Safari Club's Trailing the Hunter's Moon, and Striper Express up on Lake Texoma. Well, folks, I do see Mr. Wysoon coming up to our campfire. Good morning to you, Larry.
Well, top of the morning to you, sir. What another beautiful Texas morning.
Another day in paradise here in the Lone Star State,
right.
By God.
It is that.
Let's see. Now, you are in the not-too-distant future heading to Spain, and that's all I know about that hunt. I don't know what you're going to hunt or anything. I do know one thing. In Spain, I have read there are some monstrous European boar there, you know?
You know what? There are. This particular hunt's been one. Spain has been on my list for many, many years, and never have had the opportunity. And Blake Barnett, my co-host on DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon, and who actually even owns the show now. As of January the 1st, Blake's taking it over, and I'm working for him now instead of the other way around.
It's a good place to be.
A really cool deal as far as I'm concerned.
I hear you.
But Blake and I are headed to Spain with Global Hunting Pursuits to hunt Ibex. He's going to hunt, I think it's Spaceti Ibex, and I'm going to hunt the Sierra Nevada Ibex. There are four different Ibex species there in Spain, and went over with a couple of friends from over around Kerrville, really looking forward to this trip. You know, and you're right, there are lots of wild hogs. I don't know that we're going to be in the mountains. I know that they also exist there, the wild boar do. It'll be interesting to see whether we see any or not, but I know we're going to be talking a whole lot about, some of the other hunting opportunities while we're there, because I got a feeling if this turns out to be the way I think it might turn out, if there's a way for me to get back to Spain, I got a feeling I may be wanting to head back there again in the future.
You bet. Well, the Ibex, let's talk about how the hunt will be. Would it be like a sheep hunt up in, say, Alaska or somewhere? Would it be that difficult, do you think?
Hoping between you and me it's not going to be that difficult.
I hear you. Yes, I hear you.
There's a lot of Ibex. Actually, you hunt in some areas that are huge estates, and these are low fence places as well, too, and their version of the state, and the state hunting here is a little bit different. But they also get to hunt in the national parks. I think Blake is actually hunting in a national park for the subspecies that he's hunting, and then the one that I'm hunting on is more private land, and from what I understand, the one that I'm hunting, the subspecies, lives really up in the high mountains. So I got a feeling it's going to be a little bit on the tough side. I've been trying to work out a whole lot. Of course, running up and down the aisles at the DSC convention yeah. helped me get a little bit of a shape.
Exactly.
And beyond that, what I've been doing is I shoot Ruger rifles and Trigicon scopes and Hornady ammo exclusively. And I've got a Ruger number one and a 275 Rigby, which is exactly the same thing as 07x57 or 7mm Mauser cartridge in that Ruger number one single shot with a good variable Trigicon scope and a Hornady ammo. And I started shooting it probably about that particular combination, getting ready for this hunt, about a month ago, signing it in at 100 yards and then backing off all the way up to like 500 yards so that in case we have to make a long shot because the mountains are too tough for me to get any closer than that,
yep.
I don't want to be able to make it. So got that thing pretty well tuned in and really kind of looking forward to this trip. We're gonna spend a day or two just kind of kicking around after we finish our hunts as well too. There's so much to be learned about the culture I think I may have told you this some time ago. My wife gave me one of those DNA kits, and come to find out that a lot of my ancestors came from up around Norway and the northern part of Sweden and Germany, but there are also a few from Spain. So, it's going to, maybe that's one of the reasons I've always kind of wanted to go find out what's there in Spain.
You know, Larry, here in the next few days, I'll get the results. I think it's 21 and me or something. It's one of these.
There are two or three really good ones of those.
Yep. Everybody in my family except me has. My wife, her family name was Aqua. In other words, her dad was French, and they came, they came from France. And then settled. They weren't the Cajuns that came from Nova Scotia. They just came straight over from the boat to New Orleans, and then this was 100 years ago. But she is half French. I mean, it's traced back. Well, my daughters, they've all checked it. They study this, this ancestry.
Oh yeah,
really it's big time. So they've been saying,
we talk about genetics in wild animals a lot.
Exactly.
But, when you get into the human side of things. That's really kind of cool, too.
I think
it really is cool, actually.
It is, Larry. And most of the deer breeders, they can tell where the bucks came better than I know where I came from. I know that my dad, all I'd ever heard, and this can be misleading, was Irish. And he looked Irish, and he, just kind of a, red face. I inherited those traits myself. But the fact is... my daughter was checking, and who knows? I may be. It breaks it down into German, French, and I don't understand why it does that. It seems like it would be German or French, But the way theirs broke it down, it says German/French,
Well, that there's an area in France and Germany where they're kind of dependent upon who was the king at the time when people came across, whether they were French or whether they were German. But it's that integrated area right there where I had some ancestors that came from that area as well, too. So, I mean, if they came over at a certain time, they were listed as French. If they were to came so I got a feeling that's kind of the same situation.
You bet. Folks, Larry's coming to us on a cell phone this morning. And our signal is sometimes it's strong and sometimes it's not. But Larry, we got you on here, buddy. Stay with us. We're having a little bit of trouble with the signal, but we're gonna get through that. That's not exactly hardcore hunting and fishing talk that we're doing, but I'll bet you. I mean, thousands and thousands of people are taking these ancestry kits, and the test and finding out where they came from, aren't they?
You know what? You're exactly right. And I think in a lot of ways that kind of leads to the hunting heritage of where we came from. I mean, when you get right down to it, human as a species was a hunter to begin with, a hunter-gatherer. And, I think you start looking back at your ancestors and you learn a lot about yourself, kind of learn where you came from kind of thing. You know, one of the things we've got this hog hunt coming up on the Choctaw hunting lodge. I got a feeling, I know there's a couple of those guys coming in who've done the same thing, had their ancestry checked, and that may be one of the points of conversation around a campfire one evening.
I could see how that could get very deep and very interesting around the old campfire up there late in the evening, and let's mention this, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, folks. We mention it every week, but Larry and I are going to be there in March, mid-March. I have to – the dates are there on our radio website, Catfish Radio.
Yeah, like the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, right in that category right there that weekend.
Right, yeah. But, folks, you can go to the catfishradio.org, O-R-G, and it's all listed right there. But ChoctawHuntingLodge.com is how you learn about the place. It's got a great website, Larry.
Oh, man, yeah. And I tell you what, not only that, they have a great website. It's a fabulous place, and the food is delicious, and the facilities are good. But the hunting with the number of hogs they have, out of this world.
It's going to be good. I'm fired up. And of course, it doesn't take a lot to get me fired up anyway about the hunting, and if I'm hunting or fishing or just spending time outdoors. But that's going to be a special time, folks, when you can visit with Larry. He's going to be there, and I'll be right there with him. And don't think for a minute it's some kind of it's a beautiful lodge, but don't think, we're just going to get out and have a good time. Don't think it's going to be quite the lodge experience, Larry. It's going to be some folks just there with us. How could it be?
I don't, you know, we're going to come back to that lodge for just a little bit to sleep and tend to eat and tell stories around that campfire right there between it and that lake. And who knows, it might not be a bad idea if you get into fishing. I got a feeling maybe the crappie will be biting on that thing by then. And that thing is loaded with big old crappie as well.
Oh, man, I do remember our crappie catching deal.
Oh, yes.
Just a little old Roadrunner and a suspending tackle is all you really need. Well, Larry, they're telling me it's about time to kick the coals on our campfire for this show. But as always, I really appreciate you being with us. Now, and we have been doing this. We're into the new year now. We've been doing it eight and a half years every week.
It has been one of the things that I have truly enjoyed most. And well, I want to thank everybody that's been listening to us. I also want to thank everybody that showed up at the DSC convention. It was such a great pleasure to spend time visiting with people. And the next one is already in the planning stage, and I'm looking forward to it as well right now. So thank y'all for coming out. Thank you for listening to us, people.
You bet, Larry. We will see you right here at the campfire this time next week, okay?
Right? Yes, you will.
Folks, if you're a shooter, I need to hook you up with Hunter Supply. Now, Hunter Supply provides quality cast lead bullets for every facet of the shooting world, from target shooting to hunting. Hunter Supply bullets have been put to the test all over the world. They've taken a Big Five in Africa, as well as a lot of moose and grizzly bear in North America. Single action cowboy shooters get their bullets from Hunter Supply, as well as air rifle shooters. You can go online to huntersupply.com and check them out. When you make an order, you need to be aware that the shipping is included in the price of the bullets.
Folks, for about the past 18 months, I've been using a Photon XT by Sightmark. It's a night hunting scope, and you can use it during the daytime too. Absolutely awesome for hunting hogs. I probably kill 20 or 25 hogs using the Photon XT, and I shoot hogs at ranges of 100 yards and less. Now, it's not thermal. You won't be shooting 300 or 400 yards with it, but for most of us, and especially for the price, it is awesome. Now, the Photon RT is out now, and it has a camera mode sound on it. For a few hundred bucks more, you can get that model. I am just putting it to work, and so far I really like what I found. But just go to sightmark.com and check them out. Folks, if you're in the market for a new feeder, I want to hook you up with my buddy Carl Harmon that owns Ultramatic Feeders. You can go online to ultramaticfeeders.com or simply give Carl a call, 877-428-4637. Carl makes some awesome feeders. I've got one that I've had in the woods either 9 or 10 years, and all I've had to do is replace the battery about every 3 years on it. Again, that's ultramaticfeeders.com. Folks, this is Luke. I want to introduce you to an awesome line of lifetime hunting blinds, Cantex hunting blinds. You can go online to cantexdeerblinds.com. There's an online store there. And if you really want to get in one of them and check them out, they're headquartered right outside of Kaufman, Texas, just a few miles outside from downtown Kaufman. But the website, again, is cantexdeerblinds.com. And there's phone numbers and everything, all your contact information there. Check it out and then give Richard a call over there at Cantex. He'll put you in a blind that you won't have to worry about.